Barbara is on the line. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Chris.
Fire away.
Well, I was wondering why bleach, you know, you put it on certain things and the colour disappears, and yet I can put it on my draining board and nothing happens. So where does the colour actually go?
Oh, I see. So how does bleach bleach stuff?
Mm.
Well, many bleaches, I mean, bleach is a fairly common word which is used to describe a range of different things. Some forms of bleach, and the household bleach that you put down the loo and stuff, has usually got a lot of chlorine in it. In fact, the active chemical is a substance called sodium hypochlorite. It's the same stuff that they put in swimming pools. Other forms of bleach include hydrogen peroxide, the stuff that you bleach your hair with, and you can also use for mouthwash and teeth whitening and, say, sterilising your contact lenses, for example. But they're called bleaches because they can react with things to take the colour out of them, like hair. Now, the way it works is that these molecules are reactive. They're oxidising agents. And things that have colour are usually big, chunky molecules that have lots of electrons going around the molecule. And when light comes in, the light waves, which are little packets called photons, interact with the electrons in substances. And certain colours of light will be preferentially absorbed by those electrons, whilst other colours will be reflected. So when you see something and it looks, say, red, the reason it looks red is because all of the light hitting it is being absorbed by the molecules, except the red colours, which are being reflected back to you. When you mix a certain chemical with these oxidising agents like hypochlorite or contact lens solution, hydrogen peroxide, the oxidising effect breaks open the molecule, damaging it or affecting its structure in some way, so that the electron cloud, which was doing that absorbing, now changes its shape. And that has the effect of stopping the chemical from absorbing certain colours. So instead of it, say it goes white, instead of it absorbing certain colours and not others, now it reflects everything back at you. And when you mix all the different colours together, you see white. So basically you're changing the chemical structure of the thing that was giving the substance its colour in the first place.
Oh, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
So now you know how to do it. Do you have a barcode for us?
Well, my husband's written it down, but it's rather a long one. I'm wondering if he's done it right. This is a reduced item, by the way, but...
what is it?
It was a sandwich, actually. I've just got an empty sandwich pack.
Right, OK, let's see.
Actually, I'm gonna save you reading out the rest, because the pattern they put into reduced items is different to the pattern in the original commercial barcode.
Ah.
Because the reduced item barcode contains more information. So if it... For example, this is from Tesco's, and I think Sainsbury's as well. You can actually see the reduced price hidden in the barcode if you look at the digits very closely.
Yes.
And so because they have to put in more information, they use a different pattern. But what some people have suggested is that if you learnt the new pattern for reduced barcodes, you could go around and sneakily change the digits. But I obviously don't support any of that kind of behaviour.
Ooh. So what would you have to do to the numbers then, Matt?
Well, what you need to do, first of all, is keep the ones that tell you what the product is the same. Then you want to change the ones that tell the checkout what the price is. You want to change those. But then you have to recalculate the other digits around them. So I'm doing a calculation in my head to make sure all the digits match what they should be according to the pattern. And if you change some of them, you have to change the other ones to keep the overall pattern the same.
Ah, so are you going to be able to do this barcode, or does this not work because it's
a reduced item? I don't know, and it changes from supermarket to supermarket. I don't know what pattern is in this barcode, so I'm afraid I'm now 2 for 4. I can't do this one.
And you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay for the rest of your sandwiches in full rate in future, Barbara, I'm afraid. Thanks, Matt.